From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include only 2 weeks left until the 2006 Normal Conference and High Times Cannabis Comedy Night. Ohio legislature passes per se drugged driving bill and no more decriminalization debate in Canada, new prime minister says. For more information on these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation, please visit NORML.org. First this week from Washington, D.C., only 2 weeks left until the 2006 annual Normal Conference in San Francisco. If you haven't already done so, sign up today. The three-day extravaganza will take place April 20th to 22nd at the Holiday Inn Golden Gateway in downtown San Francisco. Discussion panels at this year's event include Grassroots to Grass Tops, Activists Effectively Working Together at All Levels, Race, The War on Drugs, and Effective Legal Advocacy, Reefer Rhetoric and Retorts, Winning Ways to Frame the Marijuana Debate, A Look Ahead at This Fall's Pot Initiatives, Cannabis Dispensaries and Their Carrying Capacities, Marijuana and Health, Myths, Facts and Mysteries, Religion, Sacrament, and Marijuana. Big Brother is Watching, Drugged Driving, Student Drug Testing and Dog Searches, Emerging Clinical Applications for Cannabis, and American History, Marijuana, and Marijuana Prohibition. But that's not all. Tickets are still available for the High Times Cannabis Comedy Night, a special benefit for Normal. Featured comedians include Doug Benson of Best Week Ever, Greg Proops of Whose Line Is It Anyway, and Rick Overton of The Aristocrats, and many more. The Normal Benefit Show is at 8 p.m. on Saturday, April 22nd at Cobb's Comedy Club. Network with the nation's top marijuana activists and advocates. Mingle with celebrities and members of High Times magazine as well as Normal staff and board of directors. And enjoy a one-of-a-kind cannabis comedy night. The National Normal Conference is the most respected and well-attended marijuana law reform conference in the United States. Join us for the widest range of panels and speakers on the topics of interest to cannabis consumers and law reform activists. For more information, visit Normal's website at NORML.org. Next this week from Columbus, Ohio. Ohio legislature passes per se, quote, drugged driving, close quote, bill. The State House and Senate gave final approval last week for per se legislation sanctioning motorists who operate a motor vehicle with trace levels of marijuana or non-psychoactive marijuana metabolites, compounds produced from chemical changes of a drug in the body, in their blood or urine. Once signed into law, the measure will go into effect in 90 days. Senate Bill 8 criminally penalizes motorists who drive with levels of THC above 2 ngml in their blood and/or levels of the inactive marijuana metabolite THC-COOH in their urine above 35 ngml. Ohio is the third state to pass per se DUID, driving under the influence of drugs, legislation for motorists with trace levels of THC in their blood. And it is the sixth to criminalize motorists who drive with levels of non-psychoactive marijuana metabolites in their bodily fluid. Normal senior policy analyst Paul Armentano called SB 8, quote, an all-out assault on Ohio's marijuana smoking community, close quote. He continued, quote, THC may remain detectable in the blood at low levels long after the intoxicating effects of the drug have worn off. In addition, marijuana's main metabolite remained detectable in urine for days and sometimes weeks after past use. As a result, the legislation may potentially and improperly define sober drivers as if they were intoxicated. Someone who smokes marijuana is impaired as a driver at most for a few hours, certainly not for days or weeks. To treat all marijuana smokers as if they are impaired, even when the drug's effects have worn off, is illogical and unfair, close quote. Armentano added, quote, Ohio already has effect-based laws on the books targeting and prosecuting drivers who operate a motor vehicle under the influence of illicit drugs. Under Section 4511-19 of Ohio's revised code, motorists face up to 6 months in jail if they drive, quote, while under the influence of drug abuse, close quote. By contrast, SB 8 creates a separate crime of drugged driving that is potentially divorced from impairment. This troubling bill looks to be nothing more than an attempt by the legislature to misuse the traffic safety laws to target the state's cannabis community, close quote. A similar legislative effort was rejected by members of the California Assembly earlier this week. Finally this week, from Ottawa, Ontario, no more decriminalization debate in Canada, new prime minister says. Proposed legislation to depenalize the possession of minor amounts of cannabis will not be introduced in Parliament, according to public statements made this week by Canada's new Conservative Party Prime Minister, Stephen Harper. While campaigning, Harper had vowed to enact tougher penalties for drug offenses. Harper's position marks a sharp contrast to that of the previous administration, which had on several occasions endorsed decriminalizing marijuana but had failed to act on a number of depenalization proposals. In 2002, a Canadian Senate inquiry recommended legalizing and regulating marijuana for those 16 years and older, while a House inquiry recommended decriminalizing the possession of up to 30 grams, approximately 1 ounce of marijuana. However, neither recommendation ever gained significant support from members of Parliament. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about these stories and the foundation is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Normal News every week right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein, reminding you to join us in April in San Francisco for the National Normal Conference.